Greetings and welcome on board WKOK Sunrise. So we're on the road today recording at the Shikellamy High School. We've been invited into the high school by the principal and the ROTC director and by educator Mark Cox, who is teaching honors English class again this year. Last year he was teaching it when the Days of Remembrance contest came up and he had his ninth grade students. So we have two of the folks that earned an honorable mention in there and another student who entered the contest and put out a really heartfelt essay as well. So we're going to talk to some of those students. Mark is here too, so we're going to have him on mic for a short time. But we have two of the Days of Remembrance organizers here. Dave Young is here. We're going to talk to him. We know him up in New Columbia, U.S. Marine. He does 100 other things in our community, a real activist. And Dave Jacobson is back. So welcome back, sir.
Thanks, love for having us, Mark.
For folks that don't know what Days of Remembrance is, give us a quick remark about what that is.
Sure. Days of Remembrance is a nonprofit in the central Susquehanna Valley, and our mission is to conduct essay contests for high school students to encourage the high school students to learn about the Holocaust.
And this stemmed from, I'm going to have Dave elaborate on this, but this stems from Dave Young's experience in a classroom where there weren't enough students in the class who knew precisely what the Holocaust was or what it entailed.
That's right. The Holocaust took place during World War II, and sadly, a lot of people know nothing about the Holocaust today, and our mission is to try and encourage people to learn about it and to learn lessons from the Holocaust.
Well, and before we get to Dave Young, that's critical. Kids enter, kids get prizes. A lot of things happen here in terms of really calling attention to this, a lot of classwork. But the end result back in 1995 and the end result now is lessons, learning, legacy, and ongoing. Tell me about that.
That's right. There's so many lessons to be learned from the Holocaust. And the Holocaust was the murder of more than 6 million Jews just because of their religion. And the lesson is to not only learn about Jews being murdered, but any group that is targeted based on religion or based on race. And in here, those people were exterminated. And the goal was to completely annihilate Jews from the world. And they did a pretty good job at it. And, sadly, we say never again, but we have had other genocides since then in Rwanda, in Bosnia, and we're really hoping that people will learn lessons from the Holocaust and apply it to their lives today.
And this is an essay contest for high schoolers to get involved. What are the age brackets on that?
That's right. The eligible participants are any person in high school, so any grade in high school, and it can be any high school, a private school, home school, public school, and we cover 6 counties in the Susquehanna Valley, Snyder, Union, Northumberland, Lycoming, Montour, and Columbia.
All right, and the key words to remember, daysofremembrance.org. If folks are hearing about this, it's the words days of, remembrance.org, daysofremembrance.org. Folks can get more information. Well, Dave Young, 1995 happens. You ask kids if they know about the Holocaust, and too many of them said they either weren't clear or didn't know anything about it. You took some action. What'd you do?
Yes, I was teaching ninth grade English at the time, and all of my ninth graders had read Anne Frank as eighth graders. And so when I asked them to tell me what the meaning of Holocaust was, I was very surprised to find out half of them really didn't have any idea. Half of them had a reasonably good idea. And some of the bad ideas were it's a motorcycle gang, it's a rock group, things like this. I was pretty upset, so I type up the answers, and I take them to the military Jewish chaplain and showed them to him, and he was pretty upset like I. And we talked about it. He visited my class, and he told me about Congress had enacted in 1980 a congressional measure that we should do recognize the Holocaust and so forth. So we featured for 3 years an essay contest in Okinawa, Japan, and went to the various community organizations and veterans groups, and they put up the money. And so from that, a few years ago, I'm speaking to Dave Jacobson, sharing with the fact that that happened, you know, some 20 years earlier, and I was pretty horrified, and he's telling me, well, unfortunately, even today, college students and adults don't know a lot about the Holocaust or World War II, so forth. And so that's how the essay contest came about.
A lot of people, I probably think their high schoolers don't know enough about something. I can't imagine what it would be, but there must be something that I think they should know more about, but they don't. But I'm not going to launch a campaign. I'm not going to call Dave. You had to take action then, and you're compelled to take action now. Why is that?
I think it's in everyone's interest. That's simple. And I'm also pleased that in 2014, Governor Tom Corbett, he signed into law a bill, it's called Act 70, which the General Assembly finds and declares, quote, to provide children with an understanding of the importance of the protection of human rights and the potential consequences of unchecked ignorance, discrimination, and persecution. It is a matter of high priority that children in this Commonwealth be educated concerning the Holocaust, genocide, and other human rights violations. So while Congress in 1980 passed a measure saying how important it was, I'm very pleased that Governor Tom Corbett in 2014 and the legislature passed Act 70, which reinforces it. It's also, I must say, Pennsylvania is one of the few states that have passed legislation. There are efforts to make this nationwide, but right now Pennsylvania is one of the minority states that's approved this, and I have to salute Pennsylvania. Unfortunately, too many adults and young people don't know enough about World War I, Korean War, Vietnam, and so forth, the contributions of our veterans.
Lauren Baylor is a 10th grader now here at Shikellamy High School. She was a 9th grader last year when you wrote this essay. What did you write about in your essay?
I wrote about the White Rose and how they advocated for those who didn't have a voice in society and in Germany at the time and all the countries over Europe, and how they put their lives at risk regarding standing up for those who were basically losing their human rights.
In your essay, you talked about the fact that young people took action. That's true.
They wrote leaflets. They were from the University of Munich, and they wrote leaflets without using violence to spread awareness of what was going on, because not everybody really knew at the time about what was going on.
All right. Well, you got an honorable mention for your part in this, correct?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, congratulations. Thank you for that. Lindsay Troutman is a 10th grader here, got an honorable mention in this. What did you write about? Explain what your essay was about.
I also wrote about the White Rose. It was the German anti-Nazi organization.
These are young people who take action. What do you think when you think about young people taking action? Do you think to yourself, oh, my gosh, you know, history's playing a great game on me that I'm nowhere near this, but this could have been me?
Yeah, I actually think it's very important for the young people in our society to take action, considering that they make up a lot of the population and they will be our future. So I think it was very important for them to actually stand up for what they believed in.
Was there anything in particular that inspired you or made you think more about this or prompted you to do this? And maybe there's a no answer to this question. There doesn't have to be a yes answer.
I'm not sure. I think me as like a young person as well, I think it kind of inspired me to like think of my own opinions as well and inspired me to stand up for what I believe.
What do you believe?
Well, you shouldn't like segregate people, and you shouldn't judge a book by its cover, mostly, and what they believe in.
Super, thank you. Well, Mark, what do you think about your good students here?
I'm impressed that they are interested in being involved, not just standing back and watching things happen. If they see something is not right, they're taking an action. Looking at the White Rose, this was a group of students who did the same type of thing.
What happens in your class when you talk about the Holocaust before you have this segment? Do you have some young people that know of it, but not lots, or I guess maybe some that don't recall anything? But what happens when you talk about this in the classroom?
When they come into my class, they have already read Elie Wiesel's Night as a summer reading. So they're familiar with what's going on, and many times it's eye-opening. And I find it interesting every year the different little facts that students will pick up and share in class discussion from the book.
What's important for you to tell our audience? Maybe I wouldn't put it in the form of a question. What do you want our audience to know either about the good students here or this class or this Days of Remembrance?
We got a lot of great students here with great ideas and wanting to be involved in the future. And this is just one way that they can take a look at something going on in history so that we don't repeat it again. Often, you know, things seem to go on a cycle, and I hope that we can break a cycle that something like the Holocaust never does happen again in our society.
And Olivia, what did you write about?
I wrote about the Reich Ministry of Propaganda and Public Enlightenment and how they spread hateful messages about the minorities that the Nazi campaign was attacking.
All right, elaborate on that. What was this division, and explain some of their work?
Well, they were a part of the Reich administration that was trying to exterminate Jews and other races and cultures. What they did is they used radio ads and poster campaigns to spread misinformation to the public, so the public opinion was swayed in their favor.
Kind of like Fox News or MSNBC?
Exactly.
Now, honest to Pete, is there a did you think about that while you were doing this, how this can relate to current events?
Yes, I did. I thought about how news and what we are what we view every day affects how we think about different people. And I knew that propaganda was a huge part of World War II and why the Nazi campaign was such a success. I wanted to look at how the public's perception affected that.
As a young person, are you ever disappointed in some of the grown-ups in this world?
I would say yes. I couldn't give you specific examples right now, but some of the things I see day-to-day life, I wonder how I could make it better and what change that I can actually do as a young person today.
Thank you. Dave Jacobson.
You have several months to fit this into your schedule or curriculum, and it would be great to have groups participate in the area. So we're looking forward to getting the essay submissions. We're hoping that you'll participate in the essay contest with the goal of learning about the Holocaust, which was the murder of more than 6 million Jews and other people solely based on their religion or based on their race and not based on actions that they took in their lives. There are lessons to be learned about how to interact with other people and lessons to be learned about how governments should interact with citizens and others in the world. And those are important lessons for all of us to take through our lives. So I hope that you'll participate to learn about the Holocaust and the lessons from the Holocaust, but also there's a chance to win up to $500 if you win, and there's several other monetary prizes as well.
DaysOfRemembrance.org.
Yes, you can go to DaysOfRemembrance.org to get the essay question and to learn more about the organization.
Dave Jacobson, one of the founders and organizers of the Days of Remembrance essay contest that is now underway. David Young, also one of the founders with us today. Lauren Baylor, Olivia Weaver, and Lindsay Troutman, 10th graders here at Chickalamy High School who were participants in the contest last year. We talked to Mark Cox, who's an educator here, among other classes, teaches 9th grade honors English.